Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond and I love to tell stories. Snow White and Rose Red is a fairy tale written by the Brothers Grimm in 1837. It's based on an old German folk story called The Ungrateful Dwarf. It's not to be confused with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, which is a different story about a different Snow White who didn't have a beautiful sister named Rose Red. Snow White and Rose Red has been rearranged here at the Lily Pad for modern audiences by Marlene Werfel and is dedicated to sisters everywhere. Once upon a time, there was a woman who hoped and wished for a daughter. The woman lived in a pretty little cottage in an enchanted wood, and every night she stood in the moonlight begging the fates to bring her a baby girl. She kept her cottage very well and had flowers and herbs growing everywhere possible. It looked and smelled as pretty as a cottage could. There were pumpkin vines curling up and around the gates. There was purple lavender and night-scented evening stock planted all around the paths. There were butterflies and songbirds flitting through the apple trees. There were hazelnuts and raspberries growing around the gates. There were carrots and bright greens growing around the well, and a stove and a chimney from which the smells of wood smoke, black bread, and honey cakes were always drifting. The cottage had cheery blue shutters on the windows and a cheery apple-green door. Beside her doorway was the prize of the woman's garden, two rose bushes, one red rose bush and one white rose bush. It was impossible to say which was more beautiful. They bloomed all year round, despite wind and snow, and had a fragrance that would make anyone dizzy with pleasure. One morning, the woman woke up and found that her prayers had been answered. At the base of each rose bush was a baby daughter. The babies were giggling at one another from inside two golden willow baskets and reaching up to grab rose petals in their tiny fists. One daughter had the fairest complexion the woman had ever seen, with platinum blonde hair and light blue eyes. The woman named her Snow White. The other baby had dark hair, dark, thickly lashed eyes, and the reddest lips and rosiest cheeks the woman had ever seen. The woman named her Rose Red. They were beautiful babies. It was impossible to say one was more so than the other. And they grew into beautiful little toddlers and beautiful little girls who were kind to their mother, kind to each other, and kind to everyone they met. When they were out in the woods picking berries or searching for firewood, they would help any animal they found in distress. The animals in the forest weren't afraid of them, and the birds would sing happily around them, and the bunnies and the does would greet them with a nod and a bounce. They were playful, strong, brave girls, and they learned quickly to master the domestic arts their mother taught them. Snow White was a genius with a thread and needle and with the loom, and she made a white cape for herself and a red cape for her sister. Rose Red and Snow White wore the capes everywhere they went. Rose Red was a genius in the kitchen and could make soups, breads, and pies of extraordinary flavor from almost no ingredients at all, as if her wooden spoon was enchanted. Their mother made apple cider and grew vegetables, and their market stall was the best in the land. In this way, they always had enough. In affection for each other, they had more than enough. Rose Red and Snow White were so fond of each other, and they promised that they would spend their whole lives together, never squabbling, and always sharing everything one had with the other. One winter that was especially long, dark, cold, and lean, the girls were inside sewing a golden cape for their mother by the firelight when a knock came at the door of their little cottage. The mother opened the cheery green door to discover a giant black bear, his fur covered everywhere with ice and snow, and she saw there was desperation in his pleading eyes. Rose Red and Snow White shrieked in terror and hid as best they could by climbing up the rafters and clinging to the great beam that held up the cottage's thatched roof. But their mother calmly asked the bear how she could be of service, and the grateful bear said, "Please, if I could warm myself just a while by your fire, I am near death by freezing." The mother invited the bear in and served him a bowl of Rose Red's delicious soup, and after a while the girls came down from the rafters and began to pick the ice off the bear's shaggy coat for him with thick combs. The bear sighed with deep satisfaction, and he laid his great muzzle down in front of the hearth, and he fell fast asleep. The girls kept working at the bear's coat until they were fast asleep themselves against the bear's great warm body, and when they woke to the singing birds and the rising sun, the bear was gone. Every night that winter, the bear came to the cottage and warmed himself by their fire. The girls grew especially fond of the bear, and he of them. They would stay up later and later to enjoy each other's company. But when springtime came, the bear brought a huge wild boar to the cottage so that the girls and their mother could feast on it all year, and said that he had to leave the wood. "I have a great fortune that's been stolen from me by a wicked dwarf. He has placed a curse on me, and I need to find that dwarf and take back my fortune and undo the curse," said the bear. Throughout the winter, dwarves hide underground, counting their stolen treasures, but when the ground thaws, out they come to cause mischief and wreak havoc. "Wish me luck, Snow White and Rose Red, that I might return to thee with my fortune and my hide intact." The girls wished the bear well, and they missed him terribly, but still they enjoyed the warm spring and all the natural treasures of the forest, the mushrooms and the buttercups, the waterfalls dropping into emerald-colored pools of fresh water in which they could swim and bathe. One day, when Snow White and Rose Red were on their way to market, they discovered a wretched dwarf caught in a tree. His long beard was wound around a branch, and the more he struggled to get free, the more entangled he became. "Be still," said Snow White, "and I will cut you down with my scissors," which she had in an apron pocket under her white cape. She cut with the scissors, and Rose Red caught the little man in her nimble arms and placed him on the forest floor. "Morons!" shouted the dwarf. "Idiots! Can't you think of a better way to get a dwarf out of a tree than to cut his magnificent beard? I wish you the misfortune of meeting two girls as stupid and useless as you are, who will ruin your looks as you did mine." Then the ungrateful little dwarf ran away. The girls saw him again a few weeks later, this time being carried away by a great bird of prey who had him firmly in his talons by his little leather coat. The girls ran to rescue the dwarf because they hated to see the little man be devoured, even if he was cruel and ungrateful. Rose Red leaped onto Snow White's shoulders and caught hold of the dwarf by his boots. The girls pulled and pulled and pulled against the strength of the great raptor until finally the dwarf's leather coat gave way and the bird lifted into the air with the coat, but not with the dwarf.
"Ninnies! Dummies!" shrieked the dwarf as they set him on the forest floor once again. "Don't you know how to rescue a poor innocent dwarf without ruining his coat? I wish you the misfortune of meeting two girls as terrible and unclever as you are, who will ruin your capes like you ruined my fine coat."
The girls didn't see the dwarf again until late summer, when he was fleeing through the forest and crying,
"Help! Help! A vicious beast is trying to slay me and steal my jewels. Help!"
Snow White and Rose Red had, by this time, grown very strong and tall, and had mastered the art of archery. They drew their bows, and each placed a feathered arrow in hers, and they aimed their bows and arrows towards the crashing sound coming towards them through the enchanted woods. As the sound approached, the great
black, hulking shape of their friend, the bear, came into view, and the girls lowered their bows to their sides and made way for the bear. The bear caught up to the dwarf, who was trying to hide behind the girls, crying, "Don't eat me! I'm like a bird with no fat on my bones. Eat these stupid girls instead. You'll get a much plumper meal out of them." Then with one long swipe of the bear's massive paw, the dwarf shattered into hundreds of jewels at their feet, emeralds, diamonds, rubies, and pearls. Then, before their eyes, the bear transformed into two handsome princes, identical in every way, with shining crowns on their heads and great long swords and scabbards at their sides. Some of the enchanted, sparkling jewels began to float up off the mossy forest floor and to adorn the crowns and rings and swords and scabbards of the princes. Others, the princes gathered with their hands, and then they bowed down low before Snow White and Rose Red and offered the jewels up to them. "Rose Red," said one of the princes, "will you marry me?" "Snow White," asked the other prince, "will you marry me?" The princes pledged their undying love and fidelity to the girls and pointed out to them their castle spire in the distant hills. They explained that the dwarf had placed a cruel spell on them to keep them from their fortune. He had transformed them into a bear. Now that the dwarf was destroyed, the princes were themselves again and could not be fonder of the girls who had cared for them when they had nothing but ice crusted into their fur and a chill in their bones. The girls agreed to marry the princes and pledged their undying love and fidelity to them, and they soon became kings and queens of the land, which they ruled with their four kind hearts and four level heads. Snow White and Rose Red's mother came with them to live in the great castle, where she was served the finest Gewürztraminer any woman has ever drank each night with her dinner, and a slice of black forest cake after that. And in this way, in each other's company, they all lived happily ever after. Their only heartbreak was that Snow White and Rose Red did not have any children. The wise old mother then thought to travel back to her old cottage and to cut a slip from each rose bush, the red one and the white one, and to transplant them inside the castle gates. Once the rose bushes were established, blooming, and filling the kingdom with their enchanting fragrance, Rose Red and Snow White each bore a beautiful baby of their own. And so our tale ends.